Rabbi Nathaniel Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, February the 16th, 2017. We'll learn the second to fourth Mishnayos, fifth chapter Mishnah, Sanhedrin. Yesterday we left off talking about the questions that we asked the witnesses, right? What time was it? Where was it? There are other questions they ask as well, that the Mishnah calls bidikos, kolamarbe bidikos. It's an examination, further questions. Hareze mishubach. So that is praiseworthy. You want to make sure you get everything right, so you ask more questions. Maiseh ubadak ben Zakkai be'oktzei te'enim. Once ben Zakkai examined regarding the stalks of figs. There was a capital case, and Reuben killed Shimon under the fig tree. And ben Zakkai went to ask about the size and the shape and the appearance of the stalks, to make sure that everything was really on the up and up. Yeah, so you should ask as many questions as you can. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, Ma ben chakiros the bedikos. There is, right, what's the difference between the chakiros, the examinations of yesterday, of the time and the place, etc. Right, date, time, place, as opposed to these extra questions. So the Mishnah says, chakiros. Echad omer eini yodea, edusam betela. If one of the witnesses say, I don't know what time or what place, finished, that is it. Right? For two reasons. One is, that's the critical part of the testimony. You have to know when it happened, where it happened, what the stalks looked like are maybe important, but certainly not critical. Number two, Kahati says, each testimony that is given has to be subject to hazama. Like Adam Zomimim, or a first set of witnesses come and testify, a second set of witnesses come and say, listen, I don't know if, you know, Reuben killed Shimon or not, but you could not have testified to it because you were with us in this time and that place. Right? In order to have that, the ability of the second set to come and say you were with us in that time and place, the first witnesses have to specify a time and a place. And if it is testimony that is not subject to hazama, so Talmudic rule is that is actually not testimony, but both testify to really the same effect, that the critical piece of the testimony is when and where it happened, not what the stalks, fig stalks, looked like. And then the Mishnah tells us, Bidikos, Echad, Omer, Eini Yodea, Filu Shnayim Omer, Eini Yodim, Edusan Kayemes. Right, if one person says, even one of the witnesses says, I don't know the time or the place, finish. But by the bedikos, if one guy says, I don't know what the stalks look like, I wasn't paying attention, Reuven was killing Shimon, blood was everywhere, leave me alone with the stalks. Even if both say, I have no idea what the stalks look like, so their testimony is still valid. Right, you want to ask as many questions as you can, but if they don't know the answers, it doesn't disqualify their testimony. But echad chakiros v'echad bedikos, whether it's the critical questions, the chakiros, or the additional questions, the bedikos, bizman shemachishin ze'etzeh, when the two witnesses give different answers to those questions, then edusan betela, then their testimony is finished. Okay, the Mishnah Gimel, right, talks about allowable discrepancies. And here, the examples will be hard for us because we live in a time where all you have to do is look at your watch or your phone and you see exactly what the date and time is simply by opening your phone. That was not always the case. Without watches, without time, without computers, you didn't always know if it was 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. It was really kind of hard to know. You were looking at the sun and judging. And on a cloudy day, it was harder. So, Echad Omer B'Shnayim B'Chodesh. If one of the witnesses says it was on day two of the month, V'Echad Omer B'Shlosha B'Chodesh, and the second one says it was on the third of the month. All right, so today that would be crazy. We would say, what do you mean? February 2nd, February 3rd. Different dates. Adios. We're done. The Mishnah says, Edusan Kayemes, their testimony is valid. Why? Because we can explain the discrepancy. Shezeh Yodea B'Iburo Shel Chodesh. Right. One guy knew that the month was a leap year and one didn't. And whether the month was 29 or 30 days. So if one guy knew that Rosh Chodesh had been declared, the other guy didn't, that would explain why one said two and one said three. One was aware that Rosh Chodesh was a day earlier. The other one was not aware. So he let the month go for 30 days. And he, you know, he counted 1-2, and he thought it was the second. The other guy who knew that Rosh Chodesh was declared after 29 days, so he would say it was the third of the month. But that's a very, back in the day, when it was Beit Din declaring the length of the month, that mistake was probably common and therefore wouldn't destroy testimony. But Echad Omer Bishlosha, Ve'echad Omer B'chamisha, Edusam B'tel. If one guy said the third of the month, the other guy said the fifth, so then the testimony is no good, right? Because that can't be explained by the, it's only one day, right? The discrepancy in the month is only one day. Once you get 2 days between the testimony, so then that testimony is, batel, it's worthless. Echad Omer B'shtei Shos. Right, one guy said it was 2 hours into the day. Ve'echad Omer B'shalosh Shos. And one guy said, no, it was the third hour of the day. Again, the Mishnah says they do some kayemes. That's a fairly fine testimony because it's an easy mistake to make. We're not so particular. Right now, you look at your phone, it's 5:52. Right? The other guy looks, it's 6:53. Whatever it is, we can be so much more exact. 1 hour, it's hard to see where the sun is. Who knows? Now, what about Echad Omer B'Shalosh ve'Echad Omer B'Chamesh? Right? One guy says the third hour, one guy says the fifth hour. Now it's a little bit more time in between. So the Mishnah says, Edusan B'Tel. That's too much. And therefore the testimony is nullified. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kayemes. Rabbi Yehuda says, even there, right? It's hours of the morning, and we could make that mistake. It doesn't destroy the testimony. But Echad Omer B'chamesh ve'echad Omer B'sheva. One guy said the fifth hour of the day, and the other guy said the seventh hour of the day. Edusan B'tela. Then the testimony is no good. Why? Because we only have 12 hours in a day. Shebechamesh chama b'mizrach. Right? In the fifth hour, the sun's in the east. Uv'sheva, but on the seventh hour, chama b'ma'ra, the sun is on the west. All right, so in hours of the morning, we're watching the sun rise. Our exact position in the sky, okay, that's very hard, right? And therefore will allow some discrepancy. But even Rabbi Yehuda, who allows up to 2 hours of discrepancy, once the sun will be the east or the west, so that is too much for us to swallow. One guy says five, one guy says seven. The testimony is gone. Okay. We're finished with the first witness. Let's now roll ourselves back. We're done with the first witness. The court case continues. We're bringing the second guy. And we go through the entire rigmarole with the second witness as well. All the same questions, all the same everything. All right, the fear, the this, the that. If the two testimonies align and they square up, right? We now know that we have two witnesses to the same thing. So potchin bischus. Then they start the deliberation, and they start with the acquittal arguments. Echa amar echa min ha'edim. If one of the witnesses says yesh li lelamed alav schus, I have a reason to acquit. O echa min hal talmidim, or one of the talmidim who was sitting in the front row, or any of the rows, says yesh li lelamed alav chova, I have a reason to find this person guilty. Mishatkino, so we shut them up. Now the witnesses do not have, even if it's for acquittal, the role of the witnesses is simply to provide testimony. That is their role, and nothing else. Then the judges, based on the testimony, get to deliberate. The witnesses are not to be involved in the deliberation process at all. The talmidim are allowed, right, to give reasons to acquit, we saw this before, but not reasons to find the person guilty. Therefore, we tell them to be quiet. Amar echa min ha-talmidim. But what if one of the students says, yesh li lelamed alav schus? One of the students says, I have a reason to find him innocent. Then ma'alino so, they bring him up, moshivino so b'neim, and they sit him amongst the judges. They wouldn't send him back to his seat the entire day because they don't want to embarrass the guy. That's not nice. So they'll let him sit the day. Then they'll, next day he'll take his seat, amongst the students again. And imyesh, but there's one stipulation. Imyesh mamash bidvarav shomin lo. If he has something intelligent to say, they listen, they bring him up. Otherwise, they might send him right back. Afilu hu omer yesh li lelamed al atzmizchos. If the litigant says, I have a reason for myself to acquit, I'll advance my own arguments. So they are also shamilah. We certainly will listen to the litigants. So bilvad sheyesh mamish bidvarav, as long as there is something, to consider, something significant in what the litigant has to say. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.